this was never the way I planned. Not my intention. I got to use my entire hand. I had her attention. It's not what she's used to. She doesn't like foreign objects that go directly in her ass. Lost my brand new Rolex. I fisted a girl and she liked it. I smelled her fat, crappy butt lips. I fisted a girl just to try it. I hope my girlfriend don't mind it. It felt so raw, it was not tight, like punching Jell-O in a fist fight. I fisted a girl and I liked it. I liked it. Now she walks with a metal cane. No bowel control. She could not handle all the pain. Now has a prolapsed asshole. It's not what good girls do. There was some resisting. I took out a handful of her poo. Cause I moved like a piston. I fisted a girl and she liked it. I could tell what she had for breakfast. I fisted a girl, can't deny it. I hope my girlfriend will be quiet. It felt so raw, it was not tight, like punching Jell-O in a fist fight. I fisted a girl and I liked it. And I liked it.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, paranormal hoarding, when demonic spirits are just super messy. Plus, pissing in a commercial ice cream churner, and the luxurious 2007 Toyota Avalon with a shit-smeared steering wheel that comes standard.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
Cut that bitch out!
Laugh and taffy, ho! Laugh and taffy, bitch!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, here we go. Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Got a great one for you today. You know, I was surprised to learn that Hoarders is still on the air. Hoarders was a great TV show. It was really A&E's 1-2 punch. They came out with Intervention. That was a home run. And then boom, their follow-up, Hoarders. Brilliant. It was so popular, there were even copycat shows. TLC began airing a program called Hoarding Buried Alive, because apparently we can't get enough of watching people living in squalor. Like all good reality TV shows, it makes us feel better about our own lives. Anyway, they're up to season 9 now, and I don't want to say the show has jumped the shark, but it's certainly starting to exhibit some of those qualities. We've always learned, like, the backstory of the Hoarders. It's always been a part of the show. But they've never just flat-out entertained the crazy people like they are now. I've got an example from season 9, the newest season of Hoarders. A woman believes the reason why her house is such a mess is because it's possessed by demons. And the Hoarders producers just kinda go with it. I've got some clips here. Let's get into it right now. At the beginning of the episode, we are introduced to Shannon, our protagonist slash insane person.
I'm Shannon and I'm a stay-at-home mom.
What? She's got the voice of a drug addict, right? 2 seconds, I can already tell you what's going on here. Also, Shannon is not married. She lives alone with the kid, so I don't know how she's pulling off this stay-at-home mom thing.
Oh.
And I'm trying to put our lives back together. I've kind of always had issues with hoarding on the inside of my house. We have furniture, we have our clothes, we have toys.
Yeah, what you're describing is what a normal person has in their house. You're leaving out, like, the garbage bags that line the perimeter of each room.
We have our clothes, we have toys, our personal collections.
Collections.
We have demons.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think this area is cursed. There's something here. The belief that it's cursed didn't come overnight, and it took me a long time to believe it, but
there's stuff that she's painted onto the walls, like the word heal. Like, you know, just crackhead shit. And Hoarders is just along for the ride. As a matter of fact, later on in the episode, not to spoil anything, they get a psychic to come cleanse the house.
Saw thing after thing after thing after thing go wrong that shouldn't have. I believe the devil is after me. There's no way so many different types of demons and so many dark things could come.
Drugs! Drugs! Why is no one saying the obvious here? According to Hoarders, afraid the house was full of demons, Shannon and her children recently fled. To where?
We've been living in a domestic violence shelter for 2 months.
See what I mean? Something's not adding up. Do domestic violence shelters just let anyone in? I thought it was for women who have been beaten. I guess if poltergeists are living in your house, that is a domestic situation, but still.
It's not safe here. When I told my kids that we were going to a shelter, it was one of the saddest days of my life.
There are women who are in real domestic abuse situations that could probably benefit from staying at the shelter, and she's taking up space with her kids, all because she's fleeing ghosts.
So when I had the traumatic brain injury...
It's all starting to make sense now. Why isn't Hoarders getting her the help that she actually needs, instead of placating this nonsense?
So when I had the traumatic brain injury, it had been over 90 days since I talked to a person. Okay. Nobody stopped by.
Okay.
And I started talking to friend.
Okay, you're wondering who this friend is, right? That's good. Finally, someone showed up that she could talk to.
That's a cat skull.
The bitch is talking to decomposed cat heads. That is who she refers to as friend.
Wow.
That's something.
And friend is its name?
Yes.
So you know that that sounds a little psychotic.
A little bit.
Okay. But I'm also getting that you were lonely.
So we're going to give you a pass on that one.
She needs to see a professional.
We are pretty much burning on fumes with housing for you at the shelter.
Correct.
We need to get you and your children back.
Man, they are really overusing those sound effects. Those are all some of the sound effects we've heard so far. It's like, you've got a messy house. We're not dealing with a murder here. Sound effects, very ominous. Now here comes the parade of 1-800-GOT-JUMP trucks. It's interesting because it doesn't seem like this woman has a real problem with the crew getting rid of her stuff. In a lot of these episodes, they're like, don't touch anything! I want to go through it piece by piece! What looks like junk to you might be a part of my prized spork collection or something. My napkins around the world display. I've been to Chipotle's in all 50 states. It's interesting because some use brown napkins and some still use the white ones. You'll mostly find that in the southwest of the United States. I could go on if you want me to. I know you're fascinated. At least my cat skull friend is enthralled every time I bring it up. She couldn't even be bothered to give the cat skull a real name. She just calls it Friend. Not my friend, just its name is Friend. So eventually, the house is emptied out and cleaned, and the family can return home.
Hello there.
Welcome home.
Wow.
When they opened the door, they were very surprised, just to see the smiles on their faces.
What do you think?
I love it.
Too bad the evil is still present.
But there's one thing you still want to get rid of.
Right.
Which is?
The demons.
Guys, you have to see the dude who's coming to cleanse the house. Let me tell you, just real quick, if you've never watched the HBO sketch comedy series from the 90s, Mr. Show, go back, search for a sketch called Monster Parties, Fact or Fiction. It's kind of a parody of those old TV shows like Sightings. They interview people who have been like haunted by ghosts or have seen UFOs. But it's set up like they're really doing some investigative work. It's all bullshit, of course. Most people who claim these things are crack addicts or, you know, just insane. And the experts they get on the on their show, like UFO experts or ghost or paranormal experts, they all look nutty, too. So in this clip from Mr. Show, the Monster Parties Factor Fiction, they're investigating if monster parties, you know, like the Monster Mash, if something like that could happen in real life because someone claims to have been present at the Monster Mash. And according to him, it really was a graveyard smash. Anyway, the expert they get on this show reminds me a lot of the dude who has come to cleanse the hoarder's house.
Tonight's enigma, monster parties, proved so upsetting, most experts refused to speak with us. All but one.
Well, it's certainly an intriguing question.
His name is Dr. Retarded.
Talk to a doctor who is willing to share his...
Dr. Retarded, novelty record collector and chief head of surgery, Mass General.
Experience.
He's wearing a top hat and a t-shirt of a tuxedo. The psychic cleanser is not that ridiculous, but he is wearing the top hat or something.
My name's Art. Also known as Sorcerer Tao, I'm the founding member of the Sorcerer's Guild.
Oh, that's like a magic hat, not a top hat, I guess.
Guild.
It's like, you know, a hat you would hide a rabbit in.
First thing I'm going to do is play this flute, kind of agitate things a little bit, try and get it moving a little bit so I can see what's here.
Yeah, ghosts hate flutes. Well, I'm certainly agitated. This is an evil demonic presence. You tell me that they can't handle like a couple seconds of bad flouting? Send me back to hell. I can't take it anymore.
I'm a little nervous about the exorcism.
So now what I need to do is go around the house and blow this smoke, start clearing it out. Apparently there was
He's smoking a joint. This isn't like, you know, burning sage or something. He rolled a fatty, I think.
What I need to do is go around the house and blow this smoke, start clearing it out. Apparently there was a lot of manifestations arriving from the clutter and this place's location. There used to be a burial ground near here.
Sure.
So this room was my son's room, and he believed that there was something sitting outside the window quite often.
The window?
He's smoking.
They were seeing a lot.
He's not smoking just to blow the smoke out. He's also enjoying whatever it is he's smoking because he took a few puffs while talking to this broad.
Of entities, and there were a lot of animals coming and dying on the property. Okay, and while we're in here, we'll check this trap that I set in here.
A trap? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. There's a psychic fight going on here. He just felt something attack his neck. Right?
Wait.
Hold on. Okay, let's do that again.
Oh, my God.
There was something that was very popular. Made it mad, and it started moving around.
This is the real Dr. Retarded, freaks.
Well, never had that happen before.
Okay.
This is another type of ghost trap. The idea with this one is supposed to come in and not be able to get out.
Something got out?
Yeah. That wasn't like that when I brought this gourd here. There's something burnt a hole through the gourd. I've never seen that before. But yeah, there's something very powerful here. We've caught it and it's gone.
How did you catch it? If the gourd, like, he brought a gourd, you know, like a pumpkin, and there's now a hole in this gourd, so he didn't really catch anything if it was able to escape, right? Oh, this is ridiculous. Fuck, trying to explain this.
So, we've done a good job getting this house in order, and you believe the demons are gone?
I do.
Okay. All right.
That's the hoarder lady talking, like the main woman who's in charge of helping this lady. Like, why are you entertaining this nonsense? See what I mean? I think the show has jumped the shark. Like, you need to get the money you spent on the psychic. Get her some, like, psychiatric help or something, for Christ's sakes. So that is the newest episode of Hoarders, I guess. Let's go into the comments here on YouTube and see what people are saying. My dude just smoked a joint. Yeah, I knew it. I thought it was a joint. Was homie smoking a joint and just blowing weed smoke through that flute? You tricked a schizophrenic and cleaned her house. Okay, I guess I'm okay with that. If it burnt a hole in the trap, then it means it got out. Something else I pointed out. They're just feeding her psychosis by bringing in the flute dude. Once the lady started talking about friend, all bets were off. Yeah, I agree. So there you go. Hoarders smoking out the demons. All right, I have a few other very short videos I wanted to share with you. Speaking of short, have you seen the video of the guy at the bagel shop? He's a very short man. He's like 5 feet tall, and he's wreaking havoc. He's got quite the complex. According to a Twitter user, this man walked into a bagel boss store this morning, flipping out on a worker that was making his breakfast, calling her names and claiming that she had a smirk on her face. And then when other people got involved telling him to stop being rude, he went on a short tirade, and I have that tirade here.
That's okay?
You're great women. Why is that okay?
The great, why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Yeah, look, we're all just trying to get our bagels, dude.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip.
Maybe in this case, it has more to do with your shitty attitude than your stature.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, want to step outside?
Okay, see, that's really where he made a poor judgment call, because this guy who's telling him to calm down is like twice his size.
You want to step outside, huh? I'm not standing, pal.
Enough.
Ow! You shut up, too.
Shut the fuck up.
Go ahead and attack me, Jake.
Oh, my God.
Well, and then the guy attacks him. It didn't take much effort. He didn't get beat up, right? He just got laid down. You know, baby, go to sleep for a while. You know, he needs to take a nap, right? He didn't punch him. He more like kicked his leg from underneath him, I guess, and then brought him down to the ground and then hovered over him. You know how you do that with animals with like a blanket or something so they can't see what's going on, so they stop freaking out? I think that's what he was trying to accomplish. Anyway, the little short dude got back up and
absolutely.
This happened.
That's okay.
The worker's laughing at him because he grabbed the food and then just threw it on the floor. He's like, I don't need this breakfast.
What happened? Fuck your fucking breakfast.
Fuck your fucking breakfast. It is kind of funny to see a real short dude huffing and puffing. Now he's going to take the breakfast.
Oh,
this dude is really standing up for the little guy. Next up, I've got a League of Legends streamer who's about to get busted by his girlfriend or wife for having Tinder on his phone. Not sure if she was snooping on his phone or if she has a friend who's also on Tinder and found his profile, but this guy did not have a good night.
Yeah, off your damn computer, now!
What?
Doesn't that just, that sounds like a mother right there. I wonder why he's on Tinder. Jeremiah? Get off your damn computer this instant! Turn out the lights! It's time to go to bed!
Get off your damn computer! Now!
What?
Get off your damn computer!
What?
You have a fucking Tinder?
No, I don't!
Look it!
Uh-oh. I don't!
Denying it, that's a risky move right there.
No, I don't!
Look it!
I don't!
An ally has been slain.
An ally has been slain indeed.
Shit! I don't!
She has the receipts. I love that phrase.
That's your fucking Tinder, Steven.
Your inhibitor.
Daniel Red?
Ooh, good screen name. What a stud. His real name is Steven. His screen name is Daniel Red.
Mm-hmm. Always down for a chat. Hookups are okay, but not required. Excuse me?
I don't have a fucking Tinder.
So what the fuck is that?
I don't have a Tinder.
Well, I mean, I have a Tinder account, but it's because, you know, I like to meet new people. I like to meet friends online. That's my favorite excuse. Having these things. I just like to chat. I get bored. I like to chat with people.
That's a photo I'm looking now of Steven.
Yeah, well, R.I.P. Steven / Daniel Red. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a clip here of a local outdoor art exhibit. One of the artists has created a piece called Chocolate Obsession. She's a woman who loves chocolate, so she collects chocolate wrappers. And she, fashioned some sort of collage and then wrote a little piece about obsession over it or something. It's ridiculous and dumb. But the man filming is asking the artist to describe her work, and he's kind of a dick. Take a listen.
Saying, if you explain it to me, what is it?
It's called Obsession.
Yeah, I wanted the sound.
Uh-huh. It's called Obsession, and I am exhibiting all of the chocolate I've collected for about 8 years.
That's healthy.
The text tells you about obsession, my personal experiences with it, and...
You're obsessed with chocolate.
I was...
You like the chocolate, huh? You got a sweet tooth, honey.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And did you have a weight problem as a result? Because they're chocoholics, they'd get very fat.
She did not like that question. She's not, like, huge, but she's not thin, so I can understand her being offended.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I said there are because I've discovered Wilshire Farms calorie-free, zero-calorie chocolate syrup. You can pour big globs of it in your coffee.
I doubt and it makes it like hot chocolate.
No, it has real cocoa in it. Uh-huh. Believe me, try it. Wilshire Farms, zero calorie.
That's something you should really look into, honey.
Zero calorie bought chocolate back in my life.
Okay.
And I love chocolate too, but I never allow myself to eat like Reese's peanut butter cups. Mm-hmm. If they're there, I'm going to eat them.
That's not really chocolate. That's like hydrogenated oil.
Well, anyway, I know there are all kinds of chocolates, but...
Yeah. Things are getting testy. Sir, Reese's peanut butter cups are not made with real chocolate. Take it from me. I'm obsessed.
Well, anyway, I know there are all kinds of chocolates, but...
Yeah.
I used to weigh 220 pounds with a 42-inch waist.
Still on the weight thing.
I'm 165, and I have a 34-inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it that way.
I'm just saying, you can reach your goals too, lady.
Okay. So, and avoiding chocolate, certain things are not in all my life.
She's like, look, this is an art piece. I'm not here to talk about weight loss.
No offense to you and your obsession.
Sure.
But did you meet any people? Because there were people that had weight problems. Oh, they call themselves chocoholics because they overate. And like I've heard people give testimonials at Weight Watchers and all saying, oh, you know, my big problem is I'm a chocoholic.
She really doesn't like talking about weight.
Yeah.
And so there are people that can't resist. I met one girl once at a party.
This goes on for like 10 minutes. Eventually, the woman just completely shuts down and gives one word answers. Yes. No. What's your favorite kind of chocolate? Germans are supposed to make the best. I don't know. And, you know, I'm sure there are people who have struggled with weight issues because of chocolate, but really, the term chocoholic, it's a fun thing. It's not to be really taken seriously. It's a play on alcoholic. Chocoholic, get it? This woman really doesn't have a problem with chocolate. She likes chocolate. So she made a stupid little local art piece about it. The man is really reading way too much into this.
Party, she told me she was in the white rice. I didn't know you could get fat. She was as big as a house.
Yeah.
She said that she just would eat big bowls of white rice. So any food that you're crazy over, you have a chance to...
That's why they say moderation.
Just stop engaging with him. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. The fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up and supporting this nonsense. My sideshow freaks are the reason this show is able to continue doing what it does best.
Cum farts.
Yeah, surprisingly, cum farts is a big part of what I do. Yeah, if you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting it by joining our member site, superfreaksideshow.com. When you do, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been doing this daily podcast since December 2004. There are literally thousands of past shows for you to listen to. Plus, every week I do exclusive programs just for paying members. Every week I do about two episodes just for Sideshow Freaks. So even more, you know, shows you've never heard before, when you sign up, you get access to them all. It's all very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. It drops that price down to, you know, like $5 a month. Not a bad deal at all. You get a personalized RSS feed so that it contains all of the exclusive shows and all of the free shows in one feed. Works with most podcast apps. Works great with the official Apple podcast app. Works well with Overcast. Most of the big ones, it works well with the feed because you get like a username and password. You got to plug that stuff in. So check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Thank you to all of my current and hopefully future Sideshow members. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge a few dollars. I'll be doing another personal podcast real soon. I know I've been teasing it for a while, but I'm going to get down and busy with that one. Also, a while ago, I asked you guys who have pledged, I don't know how much the level is, $10 or $15 a month or something, what your address was, because I plan on sending out a few goodies. So I have not forgotten about that, and I'm getting ready to do that as well. Patreon.com/distortedview. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, oh, looky here. We got one from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
You know, we've been talking about this trend of people licking fucking foods in grocery stores and then putting it back on shelves, and it's totally nasty. And I said it's going to become an internet trend, a challenge, an epidemic, if you will. And sure enough, that appears to be what's happening. So we've had a few ice cream lickers. Then we had the tranny who backwashed her mouthwash into a Listerine bottle and put that back on the shelf. Then the other day, I saw a guy open a one of the large jugs of Arizona iced tea and spit right in that. He put that jug back up on the grocery store shelf. Now, I think in the case of the Listerine woman, she had actually purchased that bottle. She wanted to make us think that she left it there for someone else to buy it. It was more of a hoax than anything else. And I'm hoping the Arizona iced tea situation was similar. I don't like any of this. It's very nasty. But I've got another example here. This is really taking the idea to the extreme.
Extreme!
I don't see how anyone can top this woman. And of course, it comes from, you know, Florida. A Florida woman was arrested Monday and charged with tampering food. An arrest affidavit claims she urinated in an ice cream churning machine and picked her nose and stuck her fingers in ice cream containers. Ta-da! According to arrest documents, Jung Soon Whipcha, who police officers say was an employee of the adjoining business with the ice cream shop, was seen on video using the bathroom with the door open, weird, five times in June. I think this was before the first ice cream licking incident. I would kind of be pissed, because that girl's getting all of the fame and glory. This poor Asian woman just got arrested, and the news is finally getting around to reporting it. So this woman worked at a business that was next to the ice cream shop. Apparently, they were not good neighbors. Arrest reports say at least one of the bathroom breaks, she walked over to a freezer containing cartons of ice cream and shoved her whole hands, both of them, into the container. On another occasion, cameras captured her picking her nose and sticking her hands in the ice cream. Whipcha was also seen spitting into the ice cream containers on another occasion. On a final occasion, the grand finale, if you will, Whipcha allegedly used the machine used to churn ice cream as a sort of makeshift toilet. Then she emptied her urine in a sink used to rinse out ice cream equipment and bowls. According to the report, Whipchaw caused $2,000 worth of damage to the products, and the store also had to close down to clean the equipment and throw away any tampered ice cream products. Officers arrested Whipchaw on Monday and charged her with criminal mischief and violating Florida's anti-tampering laws. Anyone else surprised that Florida has anti-tampering laws? I know I'm raising my hand. All right, an attorney for Whipchaw says it's too early to comment on the arrest. I think that simply means her lawyers have not formulated a defense yet. They're like, how the fuck are we going to respond to this? It's pretty cut and dry. I mean, the woman smeared her boogers on ice cream. All right. The news contacted Lulu's ice cream shop. A representative for the business replied, "We feel like we just woke up in the middle of a war that we didn't even know was going on. This is pretty scary. I never wanted to be famous, and certainly not like this. We just wanted to sell ice cream on the beach and make people happy." Well, you certainly made me happy with this news story. Second story we have for you today. This one comes out of Georgia. A miscommunication resulted in an unusual... I hate that. If there's one thing I would like to change about the English language, it's that, you know, sometimes you've got like three or four words that are heavy on vowels. Like the very first letters are vowels. And then it's a similar consonant. Unusual. Like that is just very difficult to say. You know what I'm talking about? The words in followed by and then un... There's just a lot of The problem is, like, you know, when you're expecting it, it's one thing. But when you're just reading a line of text, you know, and you're doing it quickly, you don't know how many sounds to make. It sounds like you're stuttering or something. You're flooding. All right, I'm sorry. I've got a very hard... I'm just trying to let you guys know how difficult my job is. All right, a miscommunication resulted in an unusual birthday cake for a Milledgeville, Georgia woman. Kenzel Davis is a huge fan of Disney's animated movie Moana. Her mother ordered a cake for Davis's celebration. They were surprised to see the cake decorated with a marijuana design. It's a simple mistake, all due to shitty cell phone reception, probably. A woman probably called up the Dairy Queen on her mobile phone and was like, "Hey, I'd like to order a cake. Can I get it with a design on it?" Person on the other end heard marijuana. Supposed to be Moana. I think they thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia and kind of have an accent. Oh, that's the other explanation. So Moana, marijuana, it all kind of sounds the same. They were surprised to see the cake decorated with a marijuana design. She says the cake came from Dairy Queen. She ordered other cakes from the same location for more than 10 years. Davis says she believes the employee made an honest mistake. I guess when they say, "Oh, really? There's not like a huge uproar, outcry? No one's calling for Dairy Queen to be canceled? Whatever the fuck that means?" Everyone gets so worked up. I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were just like, "Let's throw a little pony on there. It had red eyes. It was smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom." The mishap didn't stop her from eating it, though. "I was very shocked, and it was hilarious to me," said Davis. Davis posted the picture of the cake on Facebook. It went viral with more than 11,000 shares. "I was very impressed by the artistic capabilities of them to be able to do the design that they did," said Davis. She still plans on buying a birthday cake next year. "It won't be Moana or marijuana. I just won't get a design at all. I'll just get a regular ice cream cake if I have to," Davis laughed. Davis said the woman who made the cake apologized and offered to make her another one. Davis says the cake was tasty. I did see that Moana movie. As a matter of fact, I have a Moana toy that just came in the mail. Yeah, I'm a fucking toddler. What can I say? I was at Walmart or something here in Cincinnati, and I found this, the chicken from Moana, or the rooster, and it just makes the loudest fucking noise, and I thought it would be hilarious to scare my dogs with. And then I went on Amazon, and I found that it was being sold for like under $10, so I ordered it from Amazon. Here is the rooster. That freaks my dogs out. See? It's kind of funny, right? All right. That was worth $10. See what I do with your money, freaks? I blow it on shit like that. All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, this one also happens to come from our most fucked up state.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
A 64-year-old man told Indian River County Sheriff's Office investigators that he took his 2007 Toyota Avalon, look at Mr. Moneybags over here, on June 14th to get his engine replaced. Isn't that, like, really expensive? The engine? He's getting a new engine. Like, at that point, maybe just get a new car. This is a 2007 Toyota Avalon. Maybe it's time to upgrade. All right. When he got it 4 days later, he said, the vehicle appeared to have grease on the steering wheel and grease on the center console and grease all over the driver's side with a terrible odor. That sounds a little strange, right? Well, on June 20th, he said he took the vehicle to be detailed, but an attendant refused the work, saying the substance wasn't grease. Guess what it was? The attendant reported it was, in fact, feces, also known as excrement or poo-poo.
Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. And then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo. Eat that poo-poo.
And well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And then, and I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. And then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
Ugh, spicing up poop. All right, so the man, the owner of the Toyota Avalon, was not pleased with this news. He spoke to the manager, who, quote, said he had no idea how that could have happened, and then promptly hung up on him. Now, the man says that he has had some problems with a neighbor. Also, the report doesn't state what type of feces was smeared in the car, whether it was human or animal. Unfortunately, that's where the news story ends. It's rather disappointing. I hate when there's no closure. So I've got a bonus, very short story from Missouri here. This one kind of has a happy ending. According to the Clay County Sheriff's Office, over the weekend, Liberty police were searching for a person with a felony warrant out for his arrest. The person was wanted for possession of a controlled substance. The suspect hid to avoid police, but apparently got scared or had an upset tummy. But he couldn't hold in his fart. He let it out, and it was so loud, it literally gave up his hiding spot. Quote, we gotta give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to sniff him out, read a Facebook comment from the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Those rascals. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks. Call into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463. If it's been a while since I've heard from you or you've never called in, maybe you're afraid, I promise I'll be nice. First up, though, we've got a patron call.
Hey, Tim, Cat Lady here. Every time I say that, I think, like, hey, folks, Fat Lady here.
The Fat Lady's calling in.
Anyway, I would like to nominate Vladimir Putin for Freak of the Week because, holy shit, how did he find somebody that fucked up?
Oh, like on the, was, yeah, on the party line thing?
It's like a breeding basement thing.
Yeah. I don't know if we played that on the free show or if it was on a Sideshow exclusive program, but you know how Vladimir Putin kind of pretends to be a girl and he'll call the party line and then call into the voicemail line so we can hear what's going on the party line. He got a hold of some guy who wants to have he wants to set up a breeding farm. In his basement.
My God, I would suggest the STD, but I think he might be too freaky for the...
I don't know. know if I want that guy to be a listener.
Also, I wanted to tell you something nice happened to me because I always call in terrible things.
Right.
I went to Starbucks. I only get Starbucks once a week because trying to cut back on sugar, coffee, etc.
Yeah, I need to.
And
do
I
that.
Order my shit.
So fat.
And I realize I left my wallet at home, and they're like, "Oh, you know what? You're a favorite customer. Just take it."
Aww.
Are you fucking with me right now? It's like. Hooray! And now you know, like, all my teeth are going to fall out today.
Yeah, that's sugar.
Something bad is going to happen. I don't know what, but it's something bad's going to happen.
I would still consider that to be a bad thing. Like, I would just feel bad. Like, oh, I forgot my goddamn wallet. That sucks. And then they had to give me the drink for free. I mean, it's nice that they did that. Okay, you know, yesterday I was talking about that ridiculous Starbucks drink that came out today, as a matter of fact. The tie-dye frappuccino. I got it. I bought it, freaks. I had to try it. I didn't try that unicorn one when it came out. So I was like, I'm going to try this thing. I took two sips of it. I threw it out. It was so fucking nasty. It looks really cool, you know, with the swirls of color and stuff, but it's rancid, freaks. Unless you like banana flavored candy, don't. Get it, like runts.
Hey, Sideshow listener Nova, your other furry listener. You know that Christian song you play, the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame, the Chock Full of Love one?
Yes.
Have you thought about doing a parody song?
Well, I actually recorded it myself at some point. Someone sent me, because for those of you that don't know, that the beat, the music to that song is really just a pre-programmed Casio keyboard song. It comes with the keyboard, basically. And some listener pointed that out and sent me a copy of it, and then I recorded Chock Full of Love myself. I don't know where it's at, though. I don't
about your favorite jerk-off rag. You could call it Sock Full of Love.
Oh!
I
that's
even wrote
smart.
The first verse for you.
Okay, go ahead.
When you're lonely and you're feeling horny, I've got that sock full of love. And that's just for you, Timmy Boo.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
You got me gave me a running start on that one. Well, thank you very much. Sock Full of Love. Stay tuned for that parody here on DB real soon.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Boneless Donuts. You lost a fellow, Tim. Tim Conway just died.
I'm a little behind on these voicemails. Tim Conway died in, like, March, I think. No, May, right?
And it got me thinking of some of the late-night commercials.
Oh, like Dorf Goes Fishing commercials?
Stuff you just couldn't get away with today. Do you remember Dorf on Golf? I think that was Tim
Conway.
Okay,
yeah. Dorf did a bunch of those things.
Who played golf, and they had all them late-night commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something you couldn't get away with nowadays.
Why?
And I also was thinking about...
He didn't say why. Why couldn't we get away with a golfing commercial?
Commercial jingles in Northeast Ohio. And
oh, okay.
I don't know if I called you with this one before. But do you remember the Big Q? The Big Q. The Big Q.
I don't remember that.
For quality home furniture.
Huh. That kind of sounds familiar, but no, that's not one that would get stuck in my head. Not like, patio enclosures. Someone near you knows someone who knows that patio enclosures. That's... screeching, shrilly voice. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it Hogan?
That's a cat skull.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us in iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!